leading up to mills, sawmills, you'll find that they use the sawdust that's not used for fuel sprayed out there to keep the trucks from bogging during wet weather. And then short roads leading up to some of the homes from the main road made by spreading rocks. Then we have what it's called shale roads. If you notice that little store up the street there, that minute like market, they have a shale road in there where you drive into the gas tanks. And I believe those are
pretty thorough. Yeah. Okay, well now, what then, this is a little redundant, but what would you call a paved road with a light colored surface? You can go back and name what you've given me before, but I just want you to say it again for this particular one.
Well, it could be a, let's see. It's a road made from cement. The surface would be light there. And using the sawdust, the surface is relatively light.
Yeah, I suppose
it would be. Yes, the color of the sawdust, kind of a tannish cast. I believe those are the two lighter roads, unless... Oh, yes, we missed one before, if you can say it, the clay road. The common, most common. And in a sense, when it's thoroughly, when it's completely clay, it's also lighter than the asphalt road, you see.
Okay, how about one on the black surface?
That's the asphalt road where the oil is mixed. And notice now they mix the oil right with the sand there and they sprayed it out and they've got a road, you see.
How about a grassy strip 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street? Do you have a special name for that?
Let's see. I know that the street, they have the curb and then the grass and the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I don't really know a name for it's that. Unless it's, if it's a curbing, they might say curbing because it extends from the curbing to the sidewalk.
How about a ditch by the side of a graded road? In level country. Would you call that any special kind of ditch, or would it just be a ditch?
Well, I don't see where it would be special other than that it would probably slope the same way from both sides.
Yeah.
It would slope this side and that side over there. I mean, more as a sloping ditch. It's not just dug down without a sloping.
Right.
Which would pull the water from each way in the event of heavy rains.
Okay, change gear here. What would you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
A mutt.
Okay. And what about the gentle sort of noise horses make at feeding time when they go to a...
That's a whinny, isn't it?
Okay. And how about a chicken bone shaped like that?
The way she bone.
Right. And what about a growth of hay or grass that comes up after it's already been cut once?
Well, it's usually hay, isn't it?
Yeah, but I just wondered if there was a name like second growth or aftergrowth or anything like that.
Well, it would have to be a second or maybe third growth if it came up that many times.
Do people talk about it that way, or is there a term for it?
Well, they use it for the second cutting, so I suppose it's the second growth, see.
Yeah.